of things about meeting people, knowing people, and liking people. The world, everything we talk about has to do with people and what they do. Have you noticed that? This, by the way, welcome back into our Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, in which Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I in this hour take some stories that have a lesson, usually a moral, something that's fun, sometimes silly.
Sometimes no morals.
Is there,
yeah.
Right, some of that stuff. And later in the hour, speaking of morals, we have Dr. Jay Kumar.
He's got
joining us. He has lots of morality. He has a great heart and a good head. And so he'll help us connect all of those things. Sort of when he's here, we connect the dots on Good Day. Great lessons to be learned. Anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge something and somebody. Over the course of my life, I've met a lot of very interesting people. Some of you I've been fortunate enough to meet when I visited radio stations and gone on personal appearances here and there. And the folks that I meet who are maybe in this business that I find fascinating, some of my friends who are farmers that are really great, solid people, I have a lot to be thankful for, and I knock on wood when I say that, because I feel part of my life has been, the law of attraction maybe applies, you attract good people, and I think basically as unhumbling as it sounds, I think I'm a good, basic, solid person, having learned values, morals, ethics, and things from the people who mentored me on the farm. Because I think that's where life is at its best. Watching the animals grow, I'm so grounded and so thankful for that over my life. I couldn't imagine not having it in my life. And one of the people in the last two or three years who's helped me so much dealing with the realities of our financial world. The world that we live in today for most of us is entirely different than it was 4 or 5 years ago. It just is. That's the way it has. And if you haven't heard me do an analysis of government versus non-government workers, I would say go to the December 27th playback of the Doug Good Day program, and hour number three you might find or hour number one pretty fascinating in terms of the realities of what people get paid. But I just had to, this is my story. My stories always have to do with people. As a guy named Mark Horanis, who is the president of this little bank, every once in a while hear me talking about the little bank in Framingham. I've had an account there since I was 8 years old, and it has always served me well. When others have been difficult, they have tried, as they do with a lot of people who are local businessmen, make it work. And he's become such a great friend. He's such a very solid guy, and he treats everybody with respect. A lot of times you don't get that. No matter what the business is, you get, especially the bigger the business, the more disrespected I think you are. You think the person, I talked to somebody yesterday at Time Warner, Jennifer. I was so infuriated when I get off the phone with these people. It's just beyond what most can comprehend.
Well, some companies you're a number and other companies you're a person.
Well, is it I guess the point I was going to make, coming around to deciding whether it's all about size. Is it always, do you get treated well always by smaller companies, smaller bank I'm talking about, or is it once in a while you can find somebody in a big, big company who actually, I mean, these people.
I hate to sound like a broken record, but I was in the Apple store yesterday.
Yes.
And the place was mobbed.
Right.
Overflowing with customers.
I called you when you were in the store.
I was in the Apple store.
There were 1,000 people in there.
It was mobbed.
And I said, what are you doing in there on the day after Christmas? What are you, crazy? And you had an interesting theory as to how you...
Well, I knew that the Christmas rush afterwards, all these people with new Apple products were going to need help. So I made an appointment on Christmas Day for the day after Christmas so I could get in and get my few issues that I needed handled quickly.
Yeah.
But they get to you quickly when you have to wait a few minutes. My appointment was for 5:30. They didn't get to me until like 5:38. They came over at 5:34 and said, we haven't forgotten about you. We'll be right with you.
Yep.
They had 30 to 35 employees on the floor handling customers.
I went into the Apple
store. You don't wait in line at cash registers. They sit there with their iPhone and they swipe their credit card.
There's no cash registers. They use a little iPad.
You can walk 5 feet into the store, buy an iPhone, and walk 5 feet out and be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I was amazed, man.
There is an Apple store in the 3rd Street Promenade here in Santa Monica.
Sure.
And I went in there the other day. I'm trying to figure out how to use my iPad to its best advantage. So I saw in online. You'll love this, Richie.
The Genius Bar you need to get to.
They had, well, I remember that. But they also were offering courses. And I think Meredith and I were going to go in and take a class. And apparently they've not continued them in Santa Monica like they have. Like, I can go to one in Natick at the mall there and probably take a class and actually learn. Now, I'm at the point now where I really want to learn how to use this because it can be a very helpful tool. Plus the fact I don't know, there are times when I may just want to veg out and use it and figure out how to use it, and I've not done that yet.
Well, you know, you can read off of it, too. You know, well, your magazines on it and all that stuff.
That's why we were there yesterday. Right. My wife, I bought an iPad mini for my wife because she reads books. She's always reading books on her iPad now.
Good.
Always.
Yeah. So there's that. And Matthew, Megan's husband, uses the iPad for, you should see, it's worn out. They use it for everything.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I was leaving yesterday afternoon to try to find the best route because I was supposed to meet Brendan at 5:30 and I was late. So I said, okay, do I go up the 101 to the 405 or do I go down the 110 to the 10 and go that way? So he grabs, as I'm getting up to walk out the door, he grabs his iPad and in seconds, Jennifer, seconds, he's
sure
got all the traffic stuff on there and he says, okay, do this, 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 and this. And, you know, it's amazing how they use that as a tool. It is one of the tools that is part of their lives.
Yeah,
I'm sure
the new improvement with the iPhone 5 is that it's got the talking maps, you know, turn left. And
it's like GPS, though.
It is. It's got its own built-in GPS. And they had their flaws with the Apple Maps system, but they're fixing them. But, you know, back to the customer service thing, it doesn't have to be the size of the company.
No. That's what I'm asking.
If people think this out, I mean, we were at Verizon yesterday, and
Verizon's a horror show, like Time Warner. They just don't get it. The culture of the company, they're just idiots. They don't get it.
Because it's built on the old culture. It's not
right. It is the old culture. You're right, Richie.
But
my point
with Apple is they rethink everything.
Yep.
They go,
how
can we do this different?
So who else does that like Apple? Who else? What other big companies? This is a rhetorical question, I suppose, at this point, but it was a point I was trying to make. What big companies treat you as well as most of the smaller companies?
You know, on the cable side, Cox Communications is great.
Are they good?
I think so.
I don't know, the experience I've had,
they're great.
I can't tell you there's one bank, big bank, that's any good. I mean, you stand to be corrected, but, man, I look at these top five or six banks.
I had to leave all the big banks. I'm with the local Federal Credit Union now.
Yeah. Oh, the credit unions are great.
Yeah.
And the
banks
local
banks are rough.
Yeah. They just...
You know,
really,
what company I really like, and this is weird because it seems like it shouldn't be great, but Cash Call, that's who refinanced my house after I went through it with little independent banks, with the big banks. I mean, I was going through it, and it literally, Cash Call, which sounds so funny because they run these 800 massive commercials everywhere, was awesome, great, in and out and done in a couple of days. Yes.
Now, you told me about them, and I couldn't make it, for whatever the reason, I didn't make a connection. I didn't feel like I made a connection when I called them. One way or the other. I don't know why, because they're supposed to be able to, you said, and the guy...
I'm refinancing with them again. I refinanced in January, and now I'm refinancing again because the rates are lower, so it's
so you know what?
Easy.
Next week when I come back, I'm going to have you bring me... Is it all on the phone and online, or you go to an office someplace?
No, it's all on the phone.
You've never been to an office, never met anybody.
Never been to an office in my life. Somebody came to me. Yeah. I had a notary come to me to sign the papers, but they sent the notary, they sent the appraiser, I mean, everything.
All right, but when we're together, you'll call maybe the person you dealt with.
Sure.
I think sometimes it's personal relationships as much as anything else. But it just, in this culture that we're in, I don't know, this has something to do with the New Year's resolution that I have in my mind, in the back of my mind.
What is
trying,
this?
I resolve to try to work better with people who want to work with me. And I think that's, you have so many people, I think, that deserve your business because they try hard to get your business, especially in this day and age when there are new companies. I want to support the new companies. I want to support people that do it right and not. I said to Brendan last night at dinner, I got to do something about Time Warner. I refuse to give them $186 or $4, whatever it is a month, for the service here. There's got to be something.
We're doing the same way.
Better.
I'm getting rid of two of my cable boxes and replacing them with online stuff like Apple TV or just Netflix off of a PlayStation.
Yeah, but how do you watch regular TV?
You don't on those two televisions.
Oh.
If I have four TVs in the house, two of them will be able to watch live TV and two of them will
not.
So
how much do you save by doing that?
$45-$50.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
in this little
place, if you're giving up HD boxes.
Well, but I don't know that there's... The problem here is, as much as I don't like Verizon, Fios is pretty reliable.
Fios is great service.
It's less expensive. Well. I mean, these Time Warner people, never mind that they screwed CRN Digital.
I've never had an outage with Fios. Never.
Yeah, I have. But that's because I'm 1,400 feet off the road.
Right.
Cows got into the box in the middle of the field.
I don't have that problem.
No. Okay, here's a visualization, and I'll let you think about this. So the guy from Fios comes and trying to figure out the problem. There's a box, a junction box, in the middle of the pasture. The guy goes out to open it, and it's covered with cow manure. and he doesn't want to touch it. So I have to go out there and open it. It was hysterical. 18 after the hour. This is beyond good day.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Using a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Stephens, good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Frasinelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Stephens, good day.
That's a pleasant conversation.
I know.
That's another from our real.
I got to listen to it.
Never heard conversations that you. Conversations you'll never hear.
Yeah, I love that.
Good day for
you. Might, because I'm recording them. Right. You guys have to be nice to me.
All right. So Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, yes. Roberta Fasinelli.
So Dr. Jen, you Jay fought Kumar. The law. The law won. Yes.
I did not fight the law, but I
Jennifer
might because.
He's going to fight. All right. Good.
So I think it's funny. I think it's funny. Don't I sound so smart when I say that?
I think it's funny. It might be.
We're getting ready to fall off of a fiscal cliff. We can't get a budget anywhere, right?
Speak for yourself. I'm not going down that cliff.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you that there are some new laws, though, that are coming into effect in 2013 that I think will save us all from ourselves.
Hmm.
Are you ready?
Really?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So these are some of the funniest laws that are being introduced. Now, keep in mind, this is 2013.
These are not laws that are on the books I focused on. 4 or 5 days ago. These are
correct
laws that are being proposed.
And these laws
that are starting January 1st.
Okay. And they weren't made in 1856.
Correct. They were made this year.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so let's start in my home state of California. Apparently, animals were on the mind of California legislators. They passed a bill to ban hunters from using packs of dogs to chase black bears and bobcats. So it's now illegal for a dog to chase a bear, just FYI, because hounding is cruel and unnecessary, and it's bad for bears, bobcats, and for the dogs. Now,
yeah, especially when the bobcats and the bears eat the dogs.
Right. There's nothing sporting in slaughtering an exhausted bear, said one lawmaker, clinging to a tree limb or shooting a cornered bobcat. Now, the sad thing is the birds are not protected because this new law, which goes into effect January 1st, preventing dogs from chasing bears, does not protect the birds. Dogs can be used by bird hunters. I guess the birds are on their own. So there you go. There's one new law taking place in January in Kentucky. Copper thieves in Kentucky. You know, there is a lot of copper thieves.
Oh, man, that's a big time problem.
Yeah, I know. Right. They're going to have a harder time trying to sell stolen materials at recycling centers. Now state law will mandate that instead of getting cash immediately, a check will be mailed for people trying to sell only certain types of metal. There you go. Now, in Illinois... Lawmakers were just busy in Illinois this year. They passed a law that gives motorcyclists the go-ahead to run red lights.
Really?
Yes, motorcycles and bicycles aren't usually heavy enough to trigger ground sensors that switch traffic lights from red to green, so many two-wheeled motorists stay stuck at intersections for a long time. So if you're there for more than 2 minutes, you can actually proceed if the coast is clear.
I do that all the time. If there's somebody, if you get stuck in a light and it goes through a cycle a couple of times and it still doesn't come to you, especially if that happens if you're turning left off of a major highway,
yeah,
often on a Sunday night or something like that, you mm-hmm. just have to do it.
I have one in my neighborhood that it, early in the morning sometimes you have to run it because otherwise it's 5 minutes. That makes sense. Okay. Mm.
Illinois also became the first inland state to pass a ban against the trade, sale, or distribution of shark fins. I know it's a bummer for all four of us here. We're in, big in the trade of shark fins.
That's right. Yeah.
And then
I got
also
hunting them myself.
Right. Lawmakers in Illinois also sent a message to Snoopy bosses this year. They passed a measure that makes it illegal for employers to ask job applicants for passwords to online accounts, which I think is okay.
That's outrageous. Yeah. My God, to ask for that? And people actually give it to them? Why would you do that?
Well, what if it's a work-related account?
Well, if it's work-related, that's one thing.
Like okay. LinkedIn or something like that?
But right. That's not what she's talking about.
No, we had
this
story
in order
a few
to
years
investigate
ago.
People, they're looking,
right.
They want to go on to their Facebook account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
remember we had
private
that a few years ago
and,
where people yeah. were demanding your Facebook account information?
Yeah. Hey, and one more before we're done here from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Stiffer penalties have now been imposed on those who release feral hogs into the wild.
Feral hog. You know what a feral yeah. hog is?
A feral hog.
You know
a mad
feral,
pig.
Well, yeah, feral
hog that looks like Will.
Yeah, yeah. You no. can't release them into the wild.
It's something that it bores. They were all over the place at Cape Canaveral, by the way. Everywhere, all around Merritt Island. Oof, man, do they have lots of them down there. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
While families bring out their Christmas decorations and holiday baking supplies, it's important to take pest prevention precautions to avoid turning visions of sugar plums into pest infestation nightmares. The National Pest Management Association cautions seasonally spirited decorators to check greenery and Christmas trees for signs of pests before bringing them indoors. NPMA suggests that many indoor spider infestations start when they are brought inside via Christmas trees and holiday greens. As spider populations tend to hide in fresh trees that have recently been cut down, consumers should carefully cull their trees for webs or the presence of spiders before bringing them into the house. Consumers are also advised to inspect holiday decorations that have been stored in non-pest-proof containers in attics, garages, sheds, and basements, all popular refuge spots for pests. Rodents can easily end up in improperly stored tree trimming supplies and then unknowingly brought into living and family rooms. To learn more, visit www.pestworld.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day. Dr. Jay Kumar joins us. I'm interested in New Year's resolutions, and actually our poll at DougSteffen.com asks you for your New Year's resolution. A, is it to lose weight? B, to quit smoking? C, exercise more? D, get a better job? E, save more money? F, maybe something else? G, I don't make any resolutions.
So what about an all-of-the-above option? That would be awesome. Right. For the overachievers out there.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Jay, we wish you a very happy New Year. Richie has a story that he would like to tell because he thinks it fits. We have Jay, for those of you who are maybe not familiar with him, you could best become familiar with him by going to Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjkumar.com, his website. He's an expert when it comes to matters of the brain and how all of the things that we experience in our lives can somehow or other be related, and sometimes problems ameliorated by just using your brain. I mean, people, the old expression, use your head. How many times did your father say that to you?
I know. We call it train your brain.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Richie, you have a holiday story that's applicable. What's your story?
Not so much a holiday story, Doug. Have you ever heard of a program called Synthetic Personnel Using Dialectic Substitution?
Of course, I read that all the time.
Yeah, we all have, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
a program also known as SPUDS.
Good. Okay.
Run by the Boeing company.
Yeah.
Apparently, Boeing is trying to test how we can achieve better Wi-Fi connectivity while on airplanes. And one of the researchers and engineers there ran across an article where they tested the electric connectivity, or the conduit of vegetables in relationship to humans, and found that potatoes have basically the same electrical interference and reception as humans do.
Sure, like so, Mr. Potato Head.
Right, exactly. So they loaded this plane with sacks 20,000 pounds of potatoes in each of the seats, and then ran their tests on the Wi-Fi and use those SPUDs to help get better Wi-Fi reception while we're on an airplane.
Wow.
So, and that made me think, Jay, when Jay was coming on, I was reading the story, and I was like, this has to tie into what Jay studies and what Jay does.
Yeah.
And Jay, I remember when back in my 20s, when a very good friend of mine was all into Scientology. He took me down there once or twice, and they do this thing where they have you hold these cans. And then they ask you these very specific set of questions to kind of take you back throughout your life and try and find hot spots and then jump into those hot spots to help you maybe overcome some mental anguish that you didn't even realize you had from your childhood or whatever it was. And they were able to determine these hot spots by asking you just general questions, and they'd see an electric spike from you holding these cans with the wires that goes into a low voltage thing that they have. And you were the battery, basically, for this thing.
Right. You know what? I'm going to say that that's a very interesting story about the spuds and this whole potatoes and airplanes. Does that take people who are couch potatoes to a whole new level?
Yes. Well, and you remember as a kid, do you remember using potatoes as batteries where you stick a metal thing in it and it makes like a little propeller go or something like that? So it makes sense. But it's fascinating when you think of our body as a battery.
And so I would love to respond to that, Rich. That's a great story. And so what this really affirms, something, you know, we've been doing all year, and it's a great way to recast some of the really powerful messages we've been telling to all.
Get it powerful.
Yeah. Powerful, like energizing and powerful stories that we've been sharing with everyone. And that is like we're now finding that the human body is no longer just this biophysical, you know, mass. The human body is actually vibrating with energy. And we have now studied this, you know, and people at NASA and Jet Propulsion Laboratory are studying this as well. This is nothing that is sci-fi or woo-woo. You know, the human body produces a distinct electromagnetic field of energy. You know, traditionally this would be called an aura, for those of you who heard of that term before. Like, hey, like, how's your aura today? You know, that energy field around your body. What we're now finding is that this energy field can actually be measured, quantified, and actually seen through specific machines. And this field of energy around the human body can be measured as far as 6 feet away from the body itself.
Hmm.
And get this, and here's the Professor Dr. Jay Kumar, a question for all of everyone there. What part of the body produces the what part of your body produces the largest field of energy?
The heart.
The heart, yes.
See, I would have gained, I would have thought it would be your brain.
No, but you got the most blood pumping, the most activity.
There's a lot of blood going to your brain, too.
It is. That the human heart produces a field of energy 10,000 times more strong than the human brain.
Wow.
And what we're finding is that this energy field around your heart can vary and alter depending on your emotional state, your anxiety state, if you're embodying love versus fear, whether you're embodying compassion versus greed. The energy field around your heart specifically can fluctuate and either strengthen or weaken depending on your own personal frame of being. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole new form of medicine or kind of healing called brain, body, and being. It really underscores this idea, what I've been telling, you know, what I teach and what I'd love to share with all of you. It's this idea that your thoughts, what you think, you know, your ideas, your emotions, your state of being has a direct impact in your brain, which ultimately has an effect on your body, your immune system, your being, and everything. So this is why we are really, really on this cutting edge in neuroscience and mind-body medicine, no longer seeing the body as just this biophysical, you know, shell or this mass, but something which is vibrant and full of energy. And this energy, getting back to Rich's story, the human energy field can affect things around it.
Let's go back to my friend who was into the Scientology, and there was some kooky stuff going on there. But this thing fascinated me, and I've never forgotten it. Holding those cans and watching the energy spikes with negative or maybe not negative, emotional mm-hmm. circumstances in your life, even if it's a buried memory that still has an effect on you. Like if you got barked at viciously by a dog when you were 3 years old and you're all afraid of dogs, but you don't remember that one circumstance, but you still have it. How does your emotions affect that energy that's pulsing through your body?
That's a great, great
Richie getting all right. Hold on. I want you to hold that thought for a second.
Sure.
I want to pause. That's a good time. We need to collect ourselves and our thoughts. Jay's,
and we have to find out where Rich went.
Pretty powerful.
No kidding.
What'd you do with McFadden, you and Foster?
No, the electricity thing of this. Yeah, it's fascinating.
But you see, that's what this is all about, because this is good for everybody. You need to be exposed to these things.
I just searched this real quick. The human body contains, just done an article that popped up. Human body contains as much stored energy and fat as a one-ton battery.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here are the words that maybe, and this is all about words, because everything that we have, there's no picture on the radio. You can go to our website or Jay's website, see pictures. But in your own mind, you're trying to visualize or imagine or help yourself through all of this. And so may I have you think about this as we think about a number of things here. Hearts speak when words cannot.
Mm.
Think that through for a moment. This is a good day. It's 17 and a half for the hour.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
Shall I repeat myself? 15 before the hour, by the way. Doug's good day. The best part of this hour is bringing you a lot of food for thought. It's beyond good day. Stories and provocative things that you don't normally hear, kind of from the regular pests that are on the radio. There is much about life, much about the universe, much about ourselves that we don't know. And so Richie's, Jennifer, teasingly, but, you know, so many people think that they're easily identifiable or it becomes predictable. Richie's a complex human being. My son and I were talking about that yesterday, in fact.
I think Jen's teasing me because I'm into the all new age stuff. I'm fascinated by the science.
Well, the science, by the way, is part of what this is. It doesn't,
right.
People, the science, the world of science doesn't want to embrace it, but Jay is doing a whole heck of a lot.
I loved reading about when Da Vinci used to take dead bodies apart and find interesting, fascinating things about them.
So here, we're on this whole new. You can think about we're on the human species. We're on a whole new renaissance about learning about what the nature of reality is, the nature of our human bodies, and the biggest thing we're discovering is that your thoughts, your ideas, your words all have a powerful effect on your body, your health, and your well-being. Yep. This is not some new agey woo-woo thing. This is actually a whole new branch of medicine, a whole new branch of healing.
Well, Jay, if I may interrupt for a second, that was part of it. My son's not. My daughter is beginning to sort of embrace this idea of what the sixth sense is all about.
Mm-hmm.
My son has always been conspicuously cynical about it. But interestingly enough, last night we had a long conversation about mind, body, spirit stuff.
Yeah.
And it, because of most everybody, when you grow up, you have to somehow or other, in order to be happy, I think, understand what all these connections are about.
Right. You know, and so that word mind, body, spirit, for some people kind of might be kind of, you know, threatening or it might feel odd, but the word I use is called brain, body, and being.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the connection of the three B's. And this is the part of the science that I think all of you are going to find quite exciting. There's a very intimate connection between the human brain and the heart, and this is a question that Rich asked me earlier, the connection, how our emotions actually affect our body and our being. We're discovering that we all know what neurons are. Neurons are cells in the brain. So when a baby is developing in the mother's womb, the neurons in the brain develop. What we're discovering is that the human heart also has neurons. We discovered this about 5 years ago. And what we're understanding is that your emotions and your thoughts, your brain communicates with your heart through these neurons. There's a direct biological connection between the human heart and the human brain. When you think or when you feel sad or when you're feeling depressed or angry, the human heart actually will be affected, and this actually affects and alters the energy field around the heart to become weaker and less coherent. The opposite is also true. When you think good thoughts, when you're feeling optimistic, when you experience love, compassion, joy, all these positive emotions, that actually sends a signal to your heart to actually expand, and the energy field around your heart also begins to become stronger and more coherent. And there's a direct connection, a correlation. The stronger the energy field around your heart is, the stronger your immune system is.
Yep. Yeah, it's very powerful stuff. Things that we need to know. Remember this, if you remember nothing else, hearts speak when words cannot. I saw that and I thought, my God, how profound is that? As is all of the information that is passed along. Dr. Jay Kumar, go to drjkumar.com for lots of insight. Jay, Happy New Year. It's 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license. Small 56.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, normally Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, is here on this, on or in, which would be the preposition I should use, in this program?
On at this time or on in this segment, but we would prefer on at this
anyway,
time.
Anyway, he's skiing with his children, because a lot of parents with children do that during the holiday week, so he's not around. The video of the day today at DougSteffens.com is one of the coolest I have seen for a long, long time. You know how I love the space program, love NASA. The video today shows the remarkable journey the Mars rover took from blast off to landing on Mars.
Oh, cool.
This is all extraordinarily wonderful video of what actually happened. And so if you love space and the space program like I do, you will have a wonderful time watching this video. It's not long, but it takes you through every child that's in school, elementary school, middle school, high school, anybody who's interested in anything outside the realm of our own world, and that ought to be everybody, should look at this video. So the journey the Mars rover took is the video of the day today at DougSteffens.com.
Okay.
All right. So now you're going to do something else, Richie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, "When the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic." The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
DougStephan.com. All right.
I'm watching the NASA video.
I actually am onto a couple of different things here. the police. I meant this to be in your television report, Jennifer. Maybe it was there. Do you have the story of David Gregory being investigated by the police last week's Meet the Press? All right, so tell that story. You don't have the story?
No, I said, no, I don't. Go ahead. Right. Well, I think I did, but I actually just did a little reboot as you were doing on your computer. I don't have it in front of me.
Computers are malfunctioning right and left here.
The bottom line is they wanted to talk about gun control, and for effect, David Gregory wanted to hold up a magazine clip that holds however many amount of bullets.
Right, well, Wayne LaPierre was on with the NRA.
Yeah, Wayne LaPierre was on.
Right.
And but what David, I guess, forgot to remember is that it's illegal to have these things in Washington, D.C., which is where the show is taped, and now he's being investigated for it.
Really?
So the chief of police in Washington, nothing's going to happen, but the chief of police in Washington, D.C. says it's under investigation.
He's been such a jerkleburger during all this anyway.
Which one, Gregory or LaPierre?
Gregory. Yeah.
Well, he is a jerkleburger in general. He's not a good newsman.
How do you respect? Tim Russert is digging out of his grave right now after David Gregory co-hosts the Today Show and does the Gangnam Style dance on national television on the Today Show. Tim Russert is trying to get out of that casket and come back and strangle him.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
He's a lousy newsman.
It's
Brian Williams, the only one there, and NBC isn't known. Since Brokaw left, actually, I mean, since the old days of Huntley Brinkley, actually.
Why are you going up on a stage? Get on
John
stage.
John
Chancellor
was
like
a pretty good newsman. But other than that, there hasn't really been a good newsman there for quite a while. And Gregory certainly isn't fixing that.
No, he's terrible.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.